Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
The hit film October Baby will be released in Christian bookstores and online September 1st. October Baby took critics by surprise when it opened in February 2012 at number 8 at the box office and earned a spot among CNN's 15 most impressive box office performances for 2012. The film also captured Best Film honors at the second annual Life Fest Film Festival in Los Angeles in May. As noted in the release, audiences were captivated and drawn to the film because of its sensitive story about the value of life, wrapped in humor, romance, and drama. The book from B&H Publishing Group delves deeply into the characters' backgrounds, taking readers on an extended journey through their lives, and still packs the movie's emotional punch and entertainment. It is co-written by New York Times best-selling author Eric Wilson and the film's co-writer Teresa Preston. The promotional materials for the book note that Eric Wilson is well known to Christian fiction writers for his novelization of the hit films from the Kendrick brothers, Fireproof, Facing the Giants, and Flywheel. He also writes original novels at the intersection of the spiritual and physical worlds. For first-time screenwriter Teresa Preston, October Baby extended her passion to create stories that move and inspire. B&H Publishing Acquisition Editor Julie Gwynn observed, "In October Baby, the novel, fans and newcomers get the same charm, the same uplifting story, with a whole lot more. The deeper journey with these characters moves closer to the tagline for both book and film, Every Life is Beautiful." October Baby tells the inspiring story of Hannah, a college student whose rising anxiety and sudden physical collapse uncover surprising news about her birth. Hannah learns from her parents that she was adopted, having survived a failed abortion attempt. Bewildered and angry, Hannah turns to her oldest friend, Jason. Encouraged by his adventurous spirit, she joins his friends on a road trip, which becomes her journey to find her hidden past and hope for the future. Along the way, Hannah finds that every life is beautiful, and that life can be far more than anything we plan. We've been fortunate to screen the film at our annual National Right to Life Convention to rave reviews from attendees. It's a film with a message that quickly resonates with all pro-lifers. However, it was actually the subtle way in which the script shared its message that every life is beautiful that attracted the general public to see it in theaters. October Baby wasn't promoted as a pro-life film. It was promoted as a film with a great human interest message that was well received by audiences coast to coast. And those subtleties went a long way to help change the hearts and minds of many audience members who entered the movie theater pro-choice and emerged pro-life. I mentioned earlier that October Baby won Best Film honors at the Life Fest Film Festival. Getting ready to enter its third year, the festival is designed to encourage filmmakers to produce films that highlight the intrinsic value of human life and the profound significance of the human experience. Films like October Baby, The Way, which starred Martin Sheen and his son Emilio Estevez, and Doonby do just that by telling a story with broad appeal and a subtle yet strong life-affirming message. In naming October Baby to the most impressive box office list, CNN said, "The film surprised analysts with an eighth-place finish in its debut weekend. What makes its run so impressive is that it reached that with minimal media attention and no buzz in New York or Los Angeles." But certainly it came as no surprise to the pro-life community. After nearly 40 years of abortion on demand and a pervasive culture which views life as disposable, we know that our society is crying out for films and stories like October Baby and others which show us the best of our humanity, not the worst.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.